We're learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Yoram and Aleph, and we're starting from the two dots on Daf Yoram and Aleph, 9 lines from the top. That means we know one of the Kiyanim of Kedushin is Bia. It says Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Which part of the Bia is Koina? The beginning of the Bia or the end of the Bia? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina going to Haraba, which is Hara is the beginning of the Bia, going to Haraba, Upasta Yada. But Kibla Kedushim Acha, in the middle of the Bia, so you accept the Kedushim from someone else, let's say Kesef. So if Hara is Koina ready, so the second Kedushim is not Chal. But if it's not Koina, only the Seif Bia, so then the second Kedushim is Chal before the Kedushim of the Bia. That's one Nafkamina. Nafkamina number two is Inami Lekoin Gadol. The Shah will be is a mutter for Koin Gadol to Mekadesh with Bia. Why? Because Inami Lekoin Gadol, Koni Besula of a Bia. If you hold that the beginning of the Bia is Koina, so then a Kohen Gadol could do Kedushin with Bia. But if you hold the end of the Kedushin, end of the Bia makes the Kedushin, so it comes out, the time he's making Kedushin, she's a Ba'ula already. Because the Hara, the beginning, makes her into a Ba'ula, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Ba'ula. So therefore, if the beginning is Koina, he could be Mekadosh for Kedushin. If you hold Mekadosh for Bia. If you hold the end of the Bia is Koina, he cannot be. A Kohen Gadol cannot be Mekadosh Bia because it turns out she's a Ba'ula from the beginning because Hara definitely makes her a Ba'ula.
Shouldn't that answer the question?
No. So that makes her a Ba'ula. So what's the Kenyan? The Kenyan of Bia. So the Ramai, what's the halacha? Amameimah, Meshvei the Rava, call a boil diet to Gemara Bia. Anyone who does Bia, his das, the Gabi Kenyan, is on the Gemara Bia. A das on the Gemara Bia. So it comes out the Gemara, Mara Shaila, which part of Bia is Kohen of beginning of the end? And where it comes out, call a boil diet to Gemara Bia. Tosis comes along here and asks from the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos says that Hara is Koina. Just like you find by Arayis, Hara is Chayev already, and by Yibum, it's Koina. Hara is Koina. That's the Kasha from the Gemara Yevamos. Tais has four Terutzim, and we'll tell you the first two Terutzim, which are pretty much the same. Tais is like this, Zokta Rajba and Taisus. That Chi Amrinan Hara Koina, Zokta Taisus, the third line of Taisus, their Masal Kol. The Chi Amrinan Hara Koina, Hainu Kishaloi Asa Ki Im Hara. Because Betzik asked another question. One more nafkamina is if you only do hara and you stop. Why am I saying whole nafkamina the gabi makaba kedushin the gabi kaingal? Very simple nafkamina. He only does hara and stops. What's the halacha? One more saying that's nafkamina. Teretz is oktaisvus. Rashi says in Taisvus that hara alone, if you only do that, it's definitely kaina. It's not a safek. The shaila is when you do an entire bia, which part of the bia is kaina? Because when you're doing a whole bia, maybe the daita is a safe bia. We'll read the taisis inside. I'm a Rajba, very important taisis. The chiamrin and hara kaina, hainam shloi osa kiyam hara. It's only if you did hara. Upiris miyat, and you're a pirate, you're separated. The mukach, shlohei redait liquidus begmar bia. Because mukach, you weren't trying to be kaina, only. You weren't trying to be kaina with the gmar bia, you only did the beginning of bia. Ava hocha marish gama bia osa. The oz. Then, like Kani Bahara, Kivin Jadait Agmar Bia, Baalosha in Bechiach, the Losha Mass like that, the Kamar, Kala Boyle, like Kama Kala Ma'ara. It says Kala Boyle, not Kala Ma'ara. Kala Boyle, you do the whole Bia, Adas Gmar Bia, you Adas on the Gmar Bia. That's one shot. And the Rivam, right after, is similar to Teres. Rivam Teres, the Hodnik is Bahara, and Mepharish, he speaks out, Shereish Likas Bahara, Avastam Dait Agmar Bia. So bottom line is, it comes in this Taisa, is Avada Hara is Kaina. But if you do a whole Bia, the Shaila is, how are you Kaina? How are you Kaina? If you do a whole Bia, the Shaila is, are you Kaina from the beginning or the end? The Mars coming out, Kaina at the end of the Bia. The Kedusha is Kaina at the end of the Bia when you do an entire Bia. So to come out, so past the Yard of Kibbe Kedusha and Taka, the second one will be Chal, because only on the Seif. And Gabi Kain Gadol, the only way Kain Gadol could do Kedusha Bia is only if he does Hara. But if he does the entire Bia, then Echanami, he cannot do a entire Bia for Kedusha, because by that time, she will be a Be'ula. Nu Gemara Shaila, Abayalu, Bia Nesun Oysa, Ayerisun Oysa. One of the Kedushim, one of the Kinyonim of Kedushim is Bia. Does the Bia do Nesun or Ayerisun? What's the Nafkamina between Nesun and Ayerisun? We know, we spoke this already. Nafkamina, the Yarsha, or the Tamil al Hafedereha. The law is that Arus and Arusa, which means someone only has Kedushin, so the husband is not Yarisher, the father actually is still Yarisher, and if the husband is a Kayin, he's not Metameter, and he can't be made for an Adarim by himself. If after Nesuin, he becomes the Yarish, he can Metameter, and he can be made for an Adarim. So, Iyam is Nesuin Aisa. If you say the Bia does both the Arus and Nesuin at one time, Wait for the Rav. Then it's Yerush her and Matamla made for the Rav. Yamas is every noise that any Yerush of any Matamla any way for the Rav, it won't do anything. It won't do, it'll do, of course, it'll do something. It'll do Kedushin, won't do, or do Eris, it won't do Nasun. It won't finish the complete marriage, and there won't be Yerusha or Tumma or made for the Rav. Now, what is the Gemara Safin? So if you look at the Ran says, Kleiser Shiloh. We know that after Kedushin, whatever Kedushin is, Ashtar, Kesef, what's the halacha? To make the suin, you need chuppah. And the Gemara only mentions chuppah. And we spoke about earlier in the Hakdama what chuppah is exactly. But chuppah, only chuppah. What happens if someone does bia? Is that a bia? Does kesef? And then a few weeks later does bia. Is that nesuin or not? So the Ran says that he holds that it is nesuin. He says it's nesuin. He says it's a svara. He says the whole chuppah is like a tzarech bia. So how can bia not be a kinyan? That's basically his svara. That he says... I read you his svara that he says. It says svara would give the chuppah like kanya el pei shu tzarech bia koshke bia atzma shekaina. And he said I want to be a raya. Our Gemara declares a shayla being a suin oisa being a eris oisa. So it says bishlam a pshita on the bia the acha kedushin nesuin oisa. If it's pashta bia after kedushin does nesuin, mishmachim a safgalom a bia the kedushin. You can have a safik here. If you hold that bia is make a suin, why here to do two at one? So the Ran, Fida Ran explained the shayla like this. The Gemara shayla is like this. We know that bia makes the suin. The question is, could bia do eris and a suin at one time? That's the shayla. And like you could add zalt of pepper to the shayla, maybe eris has to come before the nesuin, not at the same time. That's the Gemara shayla. About a bia after a kedushin, after a kesef works. Here the question is, does bia nesuin oisa all at one time, or it's only eris oisa, you need another maisa afterwards to do the nesuin? What will be the maisa do afterwards? So some rishonim say it would help another bia afterwards. But others say you have to have a chuppah afterwards. But either way, the Gemara's kashayla is, bia nesuin oisa, a bia eris oisa. And the Gemara says, what's nafkamina? Nafkamina is all the dinim of nesuin. The gabi yarsha matamala made for the derah. The bia would be the chuppah. And the chuppah and the kedushin at one time. That's the shayla. Because we're saying now, what does the Ran say? Is bia always could be a chuppah? Yes, bia always could be a chuppah, but only after kedushin. Here's how it could do at one time. That's the Gemara Shaila. Omer Abaya, it's also Masr from Taisa Rasa Kol at the end, last Teretz that Kash before. Also that bia could assume.
Everybody holds
can make chuppah. Not everyone holds that, but the Ran holds that. There brings a Rambam like that. Also, we pass it down in Shulchan Aruch also.
If you don't hold that
bia is a chuppah,
then how do you?
The Halein the Gemara Shaila, but it's Ran's Raya. There is Rabbi Yashiv. I in the Ha'aros to Rabbi Yashiv says a pshat. I'm not gonna say all, but he has a pshat. My, Omar, by Toshima, I'm trying to bring a riot to the Shiloh of being Nesuin Oisa or being Eresin Oisa. Toshima, we have here a Mishnah and Ksubis, and maybe it's added on from a Bryce about Toshima, Avza Koyib, Ika Mishnah and Ksubis. It says, Avza Koyib, Bitoy, Biktusha, Bekesef, Bestar, or Bia. A father has a schus on his daughter. When you go in this Mishnah, in different schusim, the father has on the daughter, and what the husband has more than the father. Ha'avza koi bebitoi, with a daughter is an ayra oktana, b'kdusha, mekabal her kedusha, mekesef, b'shtar, v'abia, he can mekabal her kedusha, inside of it's kesef, shtar, v'abia, we saw before in Taisvis and Gimel Abayz, the Shami says, he can even accept money for the bia, that means he's zakoi, he has the schus. And the lach is the father gets the mitzia of his daughter, and that's the rabbanon de gedin because the eva that he's supporting her that he should get the mitzia of a daughter. The father gets the ma'isi adah of the daughter. That's learned from a pasuk. The extra word chiyimkas bita la'ama. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The father could be made for the nadarim, annul the nadarim of his daughter. Gita, he can makabel her get when she's still a ketano or a naira, ve'ina oichel peiris b'chaya, and the lach is if she has her own building that she got from her mother's father, and she got that b'yerusha, no shaychus to her father. So then the lach is she eats the peiris, the rent, and she doesn't have to give the rent to the father. That's not called ma'isi da. That's the unearned income that goes to her. Nisas, once she gets married, yes, so love a baal, the baal gets all these things. The baal gets her maizida, her mitzio, her farasidara. And yes, so love a baal, so eichel peris mechaya, that the baal does eat the peris of her nixemilog, like we know the din of peris. Nisas, yes, so love a baal, so eichel peris mechaya, that's ad kan, the din of the Mishnah. So what's the kasha? It says over here, the av was zakoi in the kedushin of his bita ibibia, and then it says, v'im nisas. So you see, after bia, You can have an Nesu'in. K'tani Bia, V'k'tani Nisas. So what do you see? Bia Eris in Oysa, and not Bia Nesu'in Oysa. And for the Gemara, no. K'tani Nisas Hashara. It says the Nisas is going on other ones, on Kesef and Shtar. On Bia, maybe Taka does the whole thing. So therefore, it's not a Raya. Which are being a Raya, the Bia only Eris in Oysa. K'mashla, no. K'tani Nisas Oysa, and the word Nisas is going on other things. A very much of an agav, Taisus Makabal's Gita, Taisus says, I have a suffix. If the father can Makabal get, Labita Ktana Mishanissas. After she's married, could a father Makabal get? And Taisus says, in the answer, it's Pasha not. Once she's Nisuan, she's added a father's Rishosh, there's no Tzad the father can Makabal get. And all the Achorin and Mucha, what's the Havamina of the suffix of Taisus that a father can Makabal get of his daughter, after, even if she's a Ktana, after she's married? When she's married, Pasha, she leaves the father's Rishosh, so I and the Achorin and Taisus. So Mil Shal of Bia and the Sunois of Binarisa. Let's try another raya. Omar Rabba, Toshima, Bas Shal Shonov Yemechod. The first raya was from Abaya. And in Halacha, when he passed in the Shalom, look, Abaya is trying to prove Bia Eris and Isa. Rabba also is in a charming raya, Bia Eris and Isa. Omar Rabba, Toshima, Bas Shal Shonov Yemechod, Miskadesh of Bia. The Chiddush over here is that with a Ktana less than 3 years old, her Bia is not called a Bia at all. Like Rashi says, that avapachos mekan kenoisen etzba ba'ayin ve'in a bia. It's like putting a finger into the eye. Everything comes right back. It's not called a bia at all. So less than 3 year old girl, a bia with her is not called a bia. But once she's three, it's called a bia, and therefore you can have a kedusha bia. Bas shalosh aviyamecha miskadesh is a bia. Vim ba'ala yavam kana. Not halacha is that a yavam that's ba on a katana, it's kaina because it's called a bia, and a yavam is kaina with bia. V'chayavim aleam shemeshish. It's also a bia legabi someone else. If the father said Mekabel Kedushin first, she's Mekadesh Mizraisa, and someone's Ba Aleha, the guy's Chayev Amisa. Why? Because that's called a Bia with the HSH. A Bia of Shal Shalom is called a Bia. Umetama is by Allah, Letame Mishka of Tachtakelim, which means like this. There's a Chiddush when it comes to Hilchas Nida, that if a husband is a Bayal, his wife, Anida, the Allah is, he becomes Anida. He becomes Tami for 7 days, which makes no sense. When you touch Anida, you don't become, you become Tumas Maga. But here, the lachish becomes a need of 7 days, and not only that, he is metama mishkav tachta in ke'elyon. He's metama, even if he sleeps on 10 beds, even the bottom bed becomes tamei as mishkav. It's granted not exactly like a nida, because a nida makes the bed into ava toma that can metama adam mekelim. He only makes the bed tamei like a rishon. It's metama oichlam mashkim, but not metama adam mekelim. But it's almost like a nida. Now, what's pshat? Teretz is a din. If someone has bia with a nida, he becomes a nida himself. So the chiddush is that a shal yishanim is called a bia, and therefore the husband will become a nida as well. Now halacha is that a lady comes nida after 1 day old already. That's the halacha. Isha comes nida after 1 day old. This is Mishnah Masechtas nida already. That yom echad already comes nida. Here the chiddush is that it's called a bia to make the husband into nida. Then it goes weiter in this brisa. Vem nisas the koyin. And it's Mishnah, I think it's Mishnah. When this is Lekayin, Echelas v'chuma. If this 3-year-old is married to Kayin, she can eat chuma after marriage, married. And it's called a good marriage, a good chuppah, because you need chuppah ru'uya labia. It's called chuppah ru'uya labia already, because she's 3 years old. Therefore, she eats chuma. When Bala echad nekal raya shivatayra, musma yoda. And if anyone, or any arayas with Bala, they'll die. They're going to have a chayim misa. Then the chayiv misa because it's called a bia. V'hu he p'turah. She's pata because she's a ketana. In ba'ala echam and apsulim, if one of the psulim was ba'ala, pasul v'kuna, she becomes pasul from kuna. Let's say she's ba'ala with a mamzer, she becomes pasul v'kuna because of that. She becomes a chalala. Why? Because it's called a bia. Ad kan, this Mishnah. So what's stated in this Mishnah? It says that it's 3-year-old possession of a bia. Then it says, when she gets married, they call you and she gives you chuma. So k'tani bia, k'tani nisa. So what do you see? Bia eris in oisa, not bia nisu in oisa. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Because hachi k'tani, hach kamar. I hani nisu, and about the bia makes a suun. But it says, when this is the koyin like this, if that bia was with a koyin, which made a nisu with a koyin, a chalos b'chuma. I hani nisu, and the koyin inu, a chalos b'chuma. Then the loch is, she eats chuma. It's not a raya that nisa is going back on bia. We're saying, this thing was a bia, which made nesu'in. And if it was ta'kayin, she eats chuma. So it's b'chlal na'araya that bia eris in oisa. It could be nesu'in oisa, and you can tie it to Mishnah to mean that if that person was a kayin, you eat chuma.